This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On a Wednesday, January 20th, EJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer is not here today because of the weather out there. The weather outside is frightful in Southern California. Warm, but very windy. Victoria Keelan's getting snow where she is in New Jersey. We just have cloudy and cold here on the farm in Massachusetts. And where Jay is, what's it like in Nashville this morning?
It's sunny. There's no snow or precipitation of any kind. I haven't been outside yet, so I
have
no idea
what the temperature is. Average temperature this time of year there, though, is in the 50s,
it's like
right?
50s, yeah. 50s-ish.
Right. Not a bad place to be.
I would so be okay with 50 being the coldest that it gets all year.
See, I'm not. I love winter. Winter's my favorite time of year.
You're the Cleveland girl, so you need snow.
Yeah, give me snow. Give me blizzards. Give me gloomy.
That's Ohio, having spent 4 years there in school. From October, the end of October until kind of the end of March, it was gloom city, cloud, gray. Oh, man, you're going to have that. Let's talk a little about, hey, I hear there's inauguration activity in Washington today. Have you heard that, ladies?
I heard something about it, yep.
Who are these 12 Army National Guard members that were taken out of duty? How did they vet these people? And what state were they all
Some
from?
Of
one
it was,
state?
Or no, they, they're not releasing the names.
That's probably good
for privacy, reasons. Right, but a lot of it is social media. You know, this is we all live on social
things
media.
Things that they've said, you mean?
Yes, they've inappropriate pictures apparently of Joe Biden. They didn't describe it. They just said inappropriate pictures. Do you want to go get that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Phil. And social media stuff, and there's a lot of stuff out there that they didn't feel that they felt that they had ties to right-wing extremist groups, and that's why they were dismissed.
Am I on or not on?
You're on. You're on.
You.
Hi, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. You're on the air.
This is the DJV program, right, exactly.
What does Larry King always say? His famous
Altoona,
famous
you're
opening?
On the air.
Right.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Framingham, you're on the air.
Yeah, Framingham, you're on the air. Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. All right, so anyway, the inauguration, sort of not a lot of pomp and circumstance. Some, but not a lot. Meanwhile, there's a soldier that's been arrested on terrorism charges. Apparently, he was not smart enough to not speak online about plots to blow up New York and other landmarks.
He wanted to blow up the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah.
To
what end?
What
lunatic asylum is this guy from?
He was an active service member who got radicalized online, and
that happens to more. That happens to more people than not. All right, yesterday I think we speculated on what Biden's going to do today, his first day, once he gets into office, they go through all of the stuff. What's he going to actually undo that Trump has done? Is there any list of things that...
Yes. A list of executive actions that he's expected to take today. So as soon as the ceremonies and all that stuff is over,
Somebody follow him around with a briefcase and say, here, sign this? Is that how that happens?
Yeah, well, there are 17 executive actions that will happen today. The first one will be a mask mandate on federal property. So if you work or are on federal property, you must wear a mask. That's going to be number one. There are various other things, the Paris Accord agreement. There's he's sending out an executive order that is an 8-year path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, meaning that there's an actual pathway, which is everything's political. People are making a really big deal about this, but as the daughter of an immigrant, my father has been saying for years, that he wants a proper path to citizenship. He did it the right way, and that there should be a pathway that is available to anyone who would qualify. And so this is the first real, progressive in the sense that there's something being done about it. And so now that's what Biden's going to do today. It's an 8-year path to citizenship. So he's actually gotten flack for that already. He originally, it was going to be an 11-year path to citizenship. And so the super progressive side and other foreign groups kind of said, well, that's, 11 years is way too long. And so he compromised on 8 years.
But how are we making sure the people that come in here, I have not any problem with people coming here and doing it the right way,
right,
as long as it is consistent. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I also want to know that the people, when they come here, are going to have work. They're going to contribute. They're not going to become a member of the elite class of people that come here and just suck off the public teat. That isn't what I think. Well, there were rules, or there have been rules over the years, that people who come here need to contribute. They have to have a skill. They need to have a job. And many of the great contributions that have been made, especially in technology, over the past 35, 40 years have been from people who didn't grow up in America. They came here. They helped to make us number one in that department. I even think you go back further than that to Wernher von Braun, who was the guy that developed all the rockets for the Nazis. At the end of the war, the Russians tried to get him to come live in Russia, and the Americans came and said, why don't you come live in America? And he chose to live in America. Imagine how things would be different if he'd gone to live in Russia. I mean, he wasn't going to go because he hated the Russians because of what they did, the whole German-Russian thing. But it was really very interesting how he basically, I remember once I actually interviewed him when he was at the end of his career. And he said he was just basically a gun for hire. Had a very, very thick German accent. But he was a gun for hire. I didn't like Hitler. I didn't like the Nazis. My family all escaped. I stayed there because more or less I had to. I sort of did my best. Did I do everything they wanted me to do? No. But he still had an impact on the war effort, for sure. All those rockets that were fired at London, he developed them. So that was on his conscience. He didn't like it. But he was happy to come to America and get our space program started, which he contributed to greatly, frankly. So, anyway, that's the story. Am I talking to myself here? Does anybody know who Wernher von Braun is?
I do not know who that person is, no.
Well, do you know who he is, Jay?
Not familiar at all, no.
I'm just kind of like, as I'm listening to you tell his story, I'm kind of just making a face of like, to just say, oh, well, I didn't really like Hitler, but I was a gun for hire. Well, really? So you have no morals, no ethics.
Well,
you'll just make stuff for the Nazis and be fine with it, sleep at night, and then get to live in America afterwards?
What was the stakes, the sweepstakes where you let him go to Russia or have him come here? And, look at what happened with Snowden going to Russia. Maybe we should have made it better for him to stay here than to go over there. Look at all the mayhem he's causing and creating under the circumstance. I think sometimes you got to be a little more practical. Trump is giving a farewell address. Is his wife, what's she saying? What is she doing?
She recorded a farewell message.
What'd she say? Anything?
She did. It was kind of like she issued a statement, which was basically like, a woe is me, I've been bullied, or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. It was some kind of BS thing. And then she issued a video which was actually nice. And she said, everyone needs to unify and choose love and whatever.
So, any comments about the 140?
He's going to speak when I'm watching the live coverage now. He's about to take off for the last time from the White House. They just boarded. He and Melania just boarded Marine One. So they're going to fly to Andrews to, what is it, Fort
Andrews Air Force Base.
Yeah, the Air Force Base. And then he's going to give a speech there and then fly away to Mar-a-Lago.
Right. And the plane will be back in Washington. That's the order is it has to be back in Washington on the ground by noon. So whatever he's saying, they put him on the plane. Plane flies into Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach Airport, turn it around, right back to Washington so that it's on the ground at noontime. That's the rule, in case they need it for you know, get the president out of town for whatever the reason. So let's hope that's not the case. I'm hoping that things will change dramatically and for the better, and I guess it depends on how you define better. I just want things to calm down. Am I going to be happy with everything Biden does? Nope. Not that you can be sure of that. I wasn't happy with everything Trump. I'm not happy with any of these guys because they don't look at the big picture in my mind. It's always a political decision based on, you know, we do calculations instead of actually looking at the public good. 16 after the hour. There's some food for thought for you. Here's something else to think about, how to take care of yourself during the days. As a matter of fact, I want to talk about COVID and Fauci's advice as we move forward. It's very interesting as he got his second shot, what he had to say. So we get to that in a matter of moments. Right now, think about your life. You can get a shot or not, but still, I'm not saying that using Navage is the way to avoid having to take care or to get a shot, but it certainly goes a long way to keeping you healthy all around the board. You know, COVID's a problem, and we all know that, and flus, although, and I don't know anybody who's had the flu this year. Do you, Victoria, Jay? I don't know anybody.
I don't even know anyone who's had a head cold.
Yeah. I've known a couple colds.
Because you're not around
no
anybody.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, nothing's contagious. Well, the business about keeping your nose clean, even if you're not around other people, the stuff that's in your nose that makes you uncomfortable and also can kind of slow you down a little bit. There's nothing worse than having a runny nose, right? And the yuck of stuff that comes out of your nose. So clean it out with Navage, the nasal care system that doesn't involve any drugs. It's a saline solution, basically. It's a run up your nose and comes out the other side, and with it comes all the yuckabunga that's in your nose. Pretty cool, huh? Wait till you see. You can shop now at Navage.com and get this product. Make it work for you and your family. Pretty easy. One of the good things about the saline solution is it sort of purifies itself, right? When you put salt on something or wash something in salt, that pretty much purifies it, does it not, from whatever bugabungas there are? I think salt is a good cleanser.
It is, yeah, it is.
And certainly with it, too, for short throats.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Reduces inflammation, yeah.
So take our advice. Go to Navage.com. Sign up. Get this nasal care system so you keep yourself and your family healthy. Get all the info and buy the product at Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from E-bonds Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to E-bonds Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
T. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, who's not with us today, Victoria Keelan is here at the ready, as is Jay Kirshner, with our continuing focus on what you are thinking and would like to let us know, whether it's on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, whatever it is. And the watching of the inauguration is front and center here. We'll get to how you are feeling about it right after this.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Hi, Jay. You're the star of the show here. What are we getting from people about their intention when it comes to watching the inauguration, what they're interested in, et cetera, et cetera? And again, keep in mind that this is going to be pretty much a virtual event, not much activity, not many people there. And so I guess what are we going to be, what the hell are we going to be watching under the circumstances? Why would you bother with my question? I don't care. I'm not going to watch it. I want to know what he's going to do. I'm not interested in the pomp and circumstance. But what are our listeners saying?
Pretty much the same thing, and it's fascinating because on Twitter there's a poll, and Facebook it's an open-ended question, and on Twitter, 100% of people are all here for it. They're feeling happy. They're feeling relieved. They're feeling thrilled.
Yeah.
Regarding Facebook, everybody is, nope, not having it. I mean, Karen Engberg says she'll be wearing black today because she's in mourning for our country.
Oh,
Mike Smith
on.
Says he will kiss this
country
goodbye.
Yourself.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
How does people take that stuff so seriously? Okay, what else? Excuse me.
And Melody Dixon says she's never watched an inauguration and doesn't plan on starting now. So that's
really
pretty even keel down the middle.
I've watched most of them, and I found them to be very entertaining. I especially remember Ronald Reagan. I don't know why I remember that as well as I do, but I remember that day and the outfit. It was a very cold day in Washington, and he was wearing a big heavy coat and holding on to he and Jimmy Carter were great at holding hands with their wives. Trump didn't see much of that.
Well, when Melania slot his hand away.
Yeah, and neither, by the way, did Clinton. Clinton didn't get too far with holding Hillary's hand either. So the body language is fun to watch, but, you know, let's get down to business. Okay, what else?
And then we do have a question for parents and guardians. We still want you to weigh in on, have your kids gone back to in-school classes or still virtual learning? Just tell us the situation of what you're dealing with and any additional thoughts. And you can post that on Facebook.com/DJVShow.
One of the things that we also are asking, we were talking earlier about the dozen or so new stations that are carrying this program. So you asked online, where are you listening? From what city or town or state are you listening? I see Texas is in here, Missouri. These are new folks listening to new stations, I'm guessing. But what else? We have other people who want to be counted, Jay.
Yeah, Texas is the big one right now. So that
is it?
Yeah.
See, where do we have? I'm trying to think of. We have stations. Pretty much, we have one, two, three, four, probably five or six stations around Texas. The one that's been there the longest is in Brownsville. And then there's Browns. There's another Brown. There's Brownsville. There's Brown. I can't remember the other Brown. It's Brown. As a matter of fact, I've been to both of them. Phooey, I wish I could remember the station, too, and the other Brown. The guy that ran it, what a wonderful person he was. But I can't. It's Browns. It's not Brownsville. Browns. Anyway. But the point is that we have a lot of good folks listening in places that are very representative of what America is all about. Every nook and cranny you can imagine is listening to this portion, this program or portions of it, which is a cool thing. 28 and a half the hour. Thankful for that here on the DJV show.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered, or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inauguration of Joe Biden is today in the nation's capital. Wednesday night, the president-elect addressed the nation.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember. But that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
Breaking away from a centuries-old tradition, President Trump will not attend the ceremonies today. Hours after he's sworn into office on Inauguration Day, President-elect Joe Biden plans to sign 17 executive actions in the Oval Office, plans to address the COVID-19 crisis, the economy, racial justice, and the climate. Biden plans to make immediate steps to rejoin the World Health Organization. Biden also plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, revoke the president's permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, and stop all wall construction at the southern border. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The inaugural ceremonies will begin with the national anthem and invocation around 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The president-elect will then be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts at noon Eastern on Capitol's West Front, as it is tradition. There will be roughly 1,000 guests in attendance, the majority of whom will be members of Congress and their guests. Looking back at President Trump's inauguration is USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed at businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After he's sworn in, Biden will deliver his inaugural address. Biden will then move to the Capitol's East Front for what is known as Pass in Review, in which a new president assesses the military troops. President Trump is breaking with 150 years of tradition by not joining Biden at the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Where has all the culture gone? Where has all the culture gone? Long time passing. All right, so here we are. Another half hour of the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I was talking about Dr. Fauci and his advice about getting the COVID vaccine. I fell prey. Yeah, he's had Fauci a second shot. A second shot. So I fell prey to the rumors, and I went into the CVS store about 8 o'clock last night. I was coming back from going to the accountant's office, and I went in, and I was just nosing around to see if I could find somebody who was still giving shots. But they were not still giving shots. But I just, you know, I was thinking to myself, okay, well.
Do a lot of people
do
that? Did you ask if a lot of people go in and at the end of the day? And
well, they're not so much. CVS and Walgreens aren't yet doing the shots because they're relying on, you know, like public, you in Framingham, you go to the City Hall. The people who have gotten their shots go to either a couple of the schools or City Hall, not to any of the, because the health board, the health department, and the nurses that work for the health department are the ones giving the shots. They're not, they haven't done in Massachusetts, they haven't given it to the stores yet, to the pharmacies. So it'll be interesting to see where that, what are they doing in New Jersey? Are they putting it in the drugstores? Where are you going to get? You have a schedule. Where are you going to get your shot?
I don't have a date yet, but I'm in category 1C. My parents are ahead of us in 1B. So they just, at this point, they're setting up vaccination sites. So, and that's what they're doing in New York. I have a couple friends who are teachers who just got the first shot on over the weekend on Saturday. Yeah. And so they have these makeshift sites that they've set up. And that's going to kind of be the way that they're doing it in New Jersey. The Pfizer vaccine is at, I think it's 5 different hospitals in New Jersey because, you know, they have to store it at that subarctic level.
Right.
And then Moderna will be at CVS and Walgreens.
Yeah.
Eventually, so, you know, moving further down the line.
The safest way to do this, I think, under the circumstances, you know, there are a lot of different, there's nuance here as much as anything else. And I think that the bottom line with this is to use, you know, keep your arm clean after you get the shot, that kind of stuff. Don't overdo it the first 24 hours, things like that. Because everybody that I've talked to that have shots already, like Dr. Ken, have had a bad day. The second day is a bad day. It just, you know. The Chinese could have acted quicker and more forcefully to contain the virus. That's what the geniuses at the World Health Organization have come up with. All right? That's their... China could have acted quicker and more forcefully to contain the virus. They started this, and they didn't act quickly because they didn't want to.
Right.
Good God, what a bunch of crap. Oh, yeah.
Well, one of the things that's changing today with the World Health Organization and the U.S. involvement is Dr. Fauci will now be the head of the delegation to the World Health Organization. So he's going to be the one overseeing our involvement with the World Health Organization. And you know, right now there are a lot of investigations into not just China, but the World Health Organization itself.
Yeah.
You know, there was a huge breakdown. Yeah. Well, they're not run by it, but by China.
Too much influence.
President Xi of China, his wife is on the board. So that's got to go. Yeah.
Right. I was asking about the stations. Thank you, for Jay, for doing the research here. I was trying to remember all the towns in Texas that I was in that began with a Brown. Brownfield, Brownsboro, Brownsville, and Brownwood. And the station I was talking about more specifically was Brownwood, and I just couldn't get them. I remember driving around down there and being welcomed wonderfully. It was just kind of a warm, neat place to be in Central Texas. So hello to everybody down there. Say hello to Joe Biden as president today. The things that are going on in terms of the event after the president is sworn in, the vice president is sworn in, then there will be a virtual parade hosted by Tony Goldwyn, who played the president in Scandal. He was good in that. That's a good show, I thought.
I never saw that show, but I have so many people who loved it that I know.
Jon Stewart is going to be performing Earth, Wind, and Fire, Nile Rodgers, Kathy Sledge, the Trans Chorus of Los Angeles, the Washington Chorus, the Triumph Baptist Church Choir. Tom Hanks is going to do a primetime program where Biden and Harris will have remarks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Others that will be celebrating there in that time. Justin Timberlake, Bon Jovi, the Foo Fighters, John Legend, Eva Longoria, Demi Lovato, Bruce Springsteen, Justin Timberlake, Kerry Washington, Garth Brooks performing at the Capitol. We had the opportunity to have a conversation with Garth Brooks, and here's part of how he got so excited about the day.
This is a great day in our household. This is not a political statement. This is a statement of unity. This is history, and it's an honor to get to serve. This is kind of how I get to serve this country. Our father served as a United States Marine in the Korean War. We had brothers that served in the Air Force and the Army. This is my chance to get served.
I thought that was the right attitude. Garth has performed in 6 of the last 7 presidential inaugurations. He has participated, with songs We Shall Be Free have been heard on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial as part of the events surrounding Barack Obama being inaugurated. But this time it finds him in the Capitol as part of the actual swearing-in ceremony.
You know, we were lucky enough to We Shall Be Free at the Obama inauguration, so I don't think we'll see that song again here. But there are plenty of songs of love and unity that you can choose from the greatest writers, you know, around the world, because we're all humans. We live within the border of the United States, but the truth is the message that goes out to all of us around the world.
One of the great things I like about him is his sentiment of love one another. That's part of him. It's part of his music. And, you know, rising above gay, straight, male, female. I think he, well, let's listen to his words on that.
You must rise beyond red and blue. You must rise beyond black and white, gay, straight, male, female. Look at it from above. Look at it as America. And so that's always kind of been my thing. You are all welcome at a Garth Brooks concert. And then the whole mission of a Garth Brooks concert is for the people that come watch this show to leave this show loving each other more than when they came in. That's never going to change for me.
Yep. Well, there it is. That's I love that philosophy, frankly. That's my philosophy. I wish that all of us had it. I want to move on from all of this stuff. Some of you do, some of you don't. It's up to you. But I'd be a lot healthier for your your stress level if you just kind of give over and give it a chance and let's see how it all works out. I think that's the appropriate way. I hope that's the appropriate way for people to celebrate. Tell you one thing that I'm having around is I'm not really celebrating per se, but I am looking forward to having an extra batch of cookies today. I find cookies are great. For those of you who are still sort of on the edge, you ought to go to ebinesbakehouse.com and order yourself some of these great cookies. And if you use the DJV code, you get a big discount. Celiac disease and the things that go along with it. The Ebon cookie doesn't have any gluten because a lot of people have recognized how much of a problem celiac is, and it starts by having too much gluten in your system. So if you're gluten intolerant as I am, that's what attracted me to this cookie in the first place. A friend of mine had them in his freezer. He said, taste these, see what you think. So I had them, and they were yum, yum, yummy. I brought them home, and I started talking to the people at Ebon's, and they said, well, you know, we'd like to have you tell our story. So in 60 seconds, I can't tell you the whole story, but I can tell you that these are yummy cookies, and so can Victoria. I don't think we have any J
They're
yet.
Delicious.
But, yeah.
And
are
also,
they all
I'm
gone?
A huge fan. If you're not a cookie fan, then but you like
breads.
To eat gluten free. The bread
right.
is
rolls,
incredible. They have all different
hamburger
types
rolls.
Of breads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Hot dog,
yep.
hamburger rolls. It's great.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Good things for your tummy at ebinesbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount. 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like the cookies, you don't even have to send them back. Just send them a note and say, I didn't like them. Give me my money back. And that they will do. There's no reason for them to get, you know, there's a lot of people in the deep blue sea. As soon as folks hear about it, they try it, they go back over and over and over again. Cinnamon raisin cookies, cranberry walnut, flaxseed oat, seeded dinner rolls, hamburger buns, peanut butter cookies. I can go through the list. Try it yourself. You'll like it. Try it. You'll like it. Go to Ebon, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com.
Watch the white lines. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I heard a great analogy the other day from an inmate I was talking to. He said, you know those white lines on the side of the road that help you stay on the road? Isn't it interesting how they actually have no power over you, yet you willingly allow them to guide you from going off the road? He continued, he said, the same thing is true in life. There are proverbial white lines in all of our lives. There are events and moments that shape our behavior and guide us in the right direction. And even though they have no real power over us, since we alone have power over ourselves, the truth is those white lines of life can really guide us if we allow them. What a great thought. There are no doubt white lines and signs guiding your life, so it's probably worth it to be mindful of them along the way. For more about Life Between the Lines, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Coming up on 47 at the hour on today's DJV program with Victoria, Jay, and Doug. So I just asked the ladies who Claire Crawley was. All I can remember is the Crawleys from Downton Abbey.
Yeah, very different Crawley family.
That she's related. So why is everybody, okay, ladies, gossip time. Why is everybody yakking about her?
She's the Bachelorette. She famously, on this season, this most recent season, she quit the show early because she fell in love with Dale, and Dale was kind of pressured into proposing because that's how the show works. So he basically proposed after.
Nothing
like
better
2 weeks
than a shotgun proposal. That always works.
They knew each other for about 2 weeks, and now they broke up. He broke up with her yesterday and issued a statement. She has not issued any statements, which is a little weird. Mm-hmm. He put out a whole written thing.
What do you do after you get dumped from The Bachelor? Where does your life go from there?
That's a very good question.
Bachelor in Paradise.
She's already done that, though, right? She already went through several iterations of it. So I think that The Bachelor.
Has she really?
Yeah. And she was engaged once before. And the reason that she got a lot of publicity this time is she's the oldest Bachelorette. She's 39. So that's initially why they brought her on to find love, because she wants to have a family, and, you know, the clock is ticking. I feel sorry for her, but, you know, it didn't work out.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
I was looking at pictures of the White House. I've told you the story about when Johnson was being inaugurated. I walked through the Capitol. When I went to school, I used to travel down through Washington, and I got off the train and walked over to the Capitol the night before the inauguration. Nobody there. I walked up, stood at the podium, and I'm looking at some of these pictures now and see what a different world that is. 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Godfather, but it's not. Emotions. Are we supposed to have our emotions uprooted with this? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Movie Moments. This is...
Actually, Doug, it's not really an indication of today, but in 1990, this day in movie history, January 20th, 1990, born on the 4th of July, Oliver Stone's film starring Tom Cruise won the Golden Globe for Best Picture and Best Actor, Tom Cruise. I would say in Cruise's long career, and it really stems back to the early 1980s now, this might be his finest role. I think my favorite film of Cruise's is Jerry Maguire, but in terms of pure acting, him playing Ron Kovac, he did a fantastic job in a really good movie.
I think I'm with you on, I think Jerry Maguire is worth watching over, one of those movies you watch it over and over and over again. Especially the scene where, what's her face, goes out of the house in the rain, and he changes, he chases her down the street in that old Chevy, and says he's going to put him on the stand, you know, that kind of stuff. It's really, I'll tell you a quick story that has nothing to do with movies other than the part that plays in Jack Nicholson plays the heavy in A Few Good Men. I'm in the process of being deposed for a lawsuit against me and my partner, so I spent 5 hours yesterday working on it. I'm going to go back in tomorrow for 3 or 4 hours. And
really?
The guy who's the lawyer who's chasing me around is trying to make me respond like Jack Nicholson did. He figures he can get me. Yeah, trap me into going bananas like Nicholson.
So you can't handle the truth? He's looking for that moment?
Should I be talking to you off the air? Because I got enough problems in my life. I don't need to be dragging to them.
No, all right. So Born on the 4th of July, you like that movie.
Yeah. I do.
And so
here's another one. This day in TV history, 2008, Breaking Bad premiered on AMC, and it's an example of if you give an actor a chance, like Bryan Cranston, who was known at the time for doing a sitcom called Malcolm in the Middle, you give him a dramatic role, and he hit a home run and killed it, and he's regarded as one of the best actors in the business. But if he wasn't given that opportunity, and he was sort of pigeonholed, oh, this guy does sitcoms, you wouldn't have seen him flourish in that role, one of the great TV shows of all time, Breaking Bad.
I do think that is, you're right. It was a little nasty. Aaron Paul, whatever happened to him? I haven't seen.
He's still working.
Didn't he get a spinoff, Chucker? Didn't he do?
He
some
did.
Sort
I
of
mean,
a,
they did a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but yeah, he did. Here's one other thing, Doug. Yeah, let me see your feedback on this. Liam Neeson was giving an interview for his new film, and he said to the interviewer that Seth MacFarlane has approached him to star in a reboot of The Naked Gun, in which he would play the Leslie Nielsen role of Frank Drebin. I like that idea. I don't know. Listen, Leslie Nielsen was awesome in those movies, but I think Liam Neeson, and everything's going to be rebooted eventually anyway. I could see the viability in that project.
Well, Liam Neeson played a pilot in it. Wasn't he the pilot of that plane, or maybe he was the marshal? Jodie Foster, do I remember them being together in that movie?
No, I know what you're talking about. That was called Flight Plan. That was that was a different actor.
Didn't he play a pilot though in another movie? Then maybe that wasn't that one, but there was a movie I can remember fairly vividly him being a pilot. He's just a good, solid actor. That would be very interesting to see him in that role.
He's a fantastic talent.
Yeah, he really is. You were talking about the production company, the people that work with Seth MacFarlane are the ones that found my son and his script. So the deal that he has for a new television program through Universal Television is with MacFarlane's company, which I was quite amazed, and that opened all kinds of doors. Brendan said, as soon as you go anywhere and you mention MacFarlane's name, everybody wants to talk to you. Which I don't think the average person is aware of the impact that he has on the showbiz and movies getting made, TV shows getting made. He apparently is everywhere in Hollywood and involved in lots of deals. Which
I find him funny. I like he has a straight sort of a deadpan straight sense of humor. I find him funny.
I thought he was that cowboy movie that he was in.
So funny.
With Charlize Theron. Yeah, that was funny. To die in, I forgot the name of it, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Liam Neeson's the bad guy in that movie. That's how they are connected.
That is true.
Oh, okay. Right. I just put that together. Sorry, I'm late.
Welcome to the show, Victoria. Nice to have you here. All right, Chucker. Good job. You get us. You make us think. You make us laugh. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on the DJV show at 59.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.